very exciting people here today. Doug Price, President and CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, is here. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Renee.
And Executive Director of Pikes Peak Region Attractions Association, PK Knickerbocker. Hello, PK.
Good morning.
We are so excited you guys are here. We're going to talk about the 2020 Official Vacation Planner for Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak Region. It is here, everybody. I hold a copy in my hand.
Would you like me to sign
would
that?
Would you yeah, please
PK and
sign
I can
would,
sign
would
that.
You guys please
one,
sign them?
One of 450,000. We'll sign that. How's that?
They're numbered. They're limited edition.
Well, we are so excited. This is a big deal every year for these to come out. But first, PK, I would love for you to tell everybody what is the Pikes Peak Region Attractions Association.
Well, first of all, it's a mouthful.
It is.
A lot like my
Can
name.
Can we just
yeah.
call it PPRAA?
Yes, totally.
There
totally.
We
That's
go.
How we refer to it.
Yes.
For sure. So it's been around since 1973, and it's basically a local attractions association, just like the name says. Started by just a handful of the attractions back in 1973 to help partly when the oil embargoes were happening, just help kind of get people to the area. So it was just kind of a grassroots movement, and it's grown from there. They used to drive brochures out to all the local welcome centers within a day's drive, and now most of what we do is digital, and then, of course, we do the guide with Visit Colorado Springs.
That's fantastic, and it's just grown and grown and grown every year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know how many were printed back in the day, but since I've been here, it's always been in the 450 to 500,000, you know, area. And so, yeah, the last few years we've printed 450,000 of these, and they go to, you know, AAA offices and state welcome centers and hotels and attractions and restaurants all over. I do get people like city councilors who will be out traveling in Oklahoma or Nebraska.
And they'll take them, yeah.
And they'll say, hey, Doug, I saw a visitor
guide. I need a stack of these.
I was at a Quality Inn in Norman, Oklahoma, and there it was. It's like, yes.
That's fantastic. Well, and I noticed the theme and the cover this year, it's a very important year, isn't it? The theme this year, drum roll.
That's it. Olympic City, USA.
That's fantastic. And on the cover, it's Garden of the Gods. And what kind of cycling is this? You're going to have to see it.
Yeah.
That's a Paralympic cyclist. That's Brandon Lyons.
Oh, that's awesome.
He is paraplegic, and he actually uses an adaptive bike and pedals with his hands.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
what an fantastic. Impressive picture.
Yeah. Oh, he was amazing.
Yeah. So did you guys get this photo shoot done and everything? Mm-hmm. And it looks like sunrise or sunset in Garden of the Gods.
That one was sunrise.
That's amazing.
And most of them, we tried to do most of the photo shoots, either sunrise or sunset. And that one, we got really particularly great colors.
Yeah. It's spectacular. A spectacular cover. And of course, that's really important with the big Olympic and Paralympic Museum opening up a couple months?
Yeah. Yeah. We talk about... you know, the planning for the guide begins the day after the new one comes out.
Out.
It
right,
literally
yeah.
is a year round. But I would say that the 2020 theme has been picked for a couple of years. We kind of knew that this would be the year with the Olympic and Paralympic Museum opening, that this would really be the year to celebrate Olympic City, USA in a big way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, so just before we kind of get into the details of why the guide is so important everything in throughout the guide, let's talk about where you can get it. We did kind of touch on this, but of course, Visit Colorado Springs.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I think that it's important for the average listener to just know you can get, there is an electronic version.
Yeah.
You can go on to the websites and you can see it and send the link and everything else. But yes, we do distribute them at the visitor center, which is 515 South Cascade. And you've got them at the Manitou.
We're actually at 1763 South 8th Street, just over the hill here.
Perfect.
Okay, but the Manitou Chamber,
the Manitou Springs Chamber has them.
The Manitou Springs Chamber has them, and we have them in most hotels. They are in the state welcome centers around 10 different locations around the state.
Wow.
They're in most of the attractions have them there. Lots of restaurants have them there. And we do our best to put these into the hands of... and then we do a lot of them out of state. We have strategic places where we want to make sure that people in Texas and others know that this is all the things. It's 84 page book,
right,
of all the things there are to do. So those of us that live here talk about how many great things there are to do here. Well, this book, we do it in paper as well as electronically, because we know that people still like to touch paper. They like to take things into their car, spread, you know, put them on the dash and the whole bit. And as we get into it, you'll see why people love to.
Well, and I think too, you know, especially if you're trying to plan a vacation with your family, you know, it's easier with the kids if you sit down and you're flipping through there and you can write on this book and everybody can mark the pages.
Yeah, earmark the page. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
we will mail it free.
Okay.
Anywhere in the United States. The electronic version is there for people outside the U.S. But if you go onto our website and say that you'd like one shipped to your family and friends in, you know, Canton, Ohio, we can absolutely do that.
That's, yeah, maybe they're planning a trip and this will help them. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to look more in depth at this year's official vacation planner for the Springs and the Pikes Peak region. Next with Doug Price, BK Knickerbocker on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. This morning, we're talking all things 2020 official vacation planner for Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region. Joining me from the Pikes Peak, I'm just going to go PPRAA. There we are. Executive Director PK Knickerbocker is here. Also, President and CEO, Visit Colorado Springs, Doug Price. Good morning, both
Hi,
of
Renee.
You.
Hi, Renee. Good morning again.
So first of all, this guide is visually spectacular, of course, as is our area.
Right.
I love how you embrace that in the guide. But the great thing about this guide and why it is so important, look, even if you have lived here for 20 years, I guarantee you there's something you don't even know about.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And Doug, you and I have talked about this before. I'm a native. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh, I love to find places that Renee hasn't been. And then I, you know.
And then he rubs it in like, yeah.
Really? Almost walking distance from you up there, Flying W. I mean, just places that I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. So, and that's one of the greatest things about the guide is, again, even if you live here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, and you know, we're very intentional in trying to get this into the hands of locals, because we know that you do invite friends and family mm-hmm. to come visit. It's a big, mm-hmm. big part of it. And so we have made a decision this year that if you subscribe to the Gazette on Sundays, Sunday the 23rd, so it's coming up in 2 weeks, we're going to tip the visitor's guide into the Sunday Gazette.
Oh, how awesome
is
that?
On Sunday, February 23rd.
That's awesome.
40, there are, if anybody, I didn't know how many people get the Gazette on Sundays, but it's about 42,000 people. So
yeah,
we're gonna tip that in. So that's one thing. But yeah, we do, this is a big deal to get this into the hands of residents here, and because we know that you invite people a lot more than we can invite people. I mean, we certainly go out and advertise and do our part, but the people here in the Pikes Peak region, they know how magic it is, and they
Absolutely.
Want people to come and see it.
So let's kind of highlight a couple of big things from the guide that maybe, you know, we've got, you know, again, we're talking about Trading Post and North Pole and Royal Gorge and all that stuff, but maybe are there some hidden gems in here?
There are a hidden gem or two in here.
Okay.
The
TK's looking at me like I wasn't ready for that, but
no, it's all good. That's part of what's so fun about it is there are those places that have been around for forever, and there are places that have been around for forever that you might not know about.
Right.
One of my favorites is the Maine Natural History Museum, which is the Bug Museum down off of 115.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time.
But
it
you've
hasn't
been.
Changed.
Yeah. It hasn't changed.
It's like time
The bugs
stopped.
Are still dead?
The bugs are still dead.
Right. That's so
alert.
Funny.
They're still dead. But yeah, there's some amazing stuff there. And that's a fun one.
You can't miss it because there is a giant beetle.
Yeah. That's a Hercules beetle called Herkimer.
Hercules. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay. Another hidden gem that you kind of highlight in here.
Miremont Castle is another one of my favorites.
You know, I honestly don't know. Okay, Doug, don't.
Don't even look at you.
Don't. Okay, I honestly don't know if I've been in Miremont. I mean, I know
really
about
cool.
it, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I've been in Miremont.
So right now, so one of my favorite things, I love to go eat, as you might be able to.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. So they right now have one of the most talented, totally untrained chefs.
So meaning unlike me, like would that be like trying to get me to cook and serving people?
Like,
is that
she has never had any formal training? Oh, okay. But she's amazing. She's
okay,
totally amazing. Because
nobody wants me cooking. Trust me. Even CSFD is like, Renee, don't. We've been to your house too many times. Sorry, but
I thought, isn't that how you know it's done?
Yeah, that's right. It passes the crunch test.
So she has no formal training, but she is a spectacular.
She's really, really fantastic.
So you can actually have dinner there at Miramont Castle.
They do teas. So they
like
do
an afternoon.
Victorian tea. Mm-hmm. And
very
it's four
nice.
Courses. It has scones and then finger sandwiches and fruit and then the desserts, which are fantastic. And then
that's
you
amazing.
Get several different kinds of tea.
See, I didn't.
So good.
Don't look at me, Doug. I didn't even know they did teas.
Mm. So the first time I ever went to Miramont, my grandmother took me when I was like 6 or 7 years
yeah.
old. Well, there's no dungeon. And I was really mad that there's no dungeon. I was so disappointed.
Yeah,
but there are lots of really other cool things.
That's fantastic.
Well, and you can and Glen Eyrie does a fabulous tea.
Yes, Glen Eyrie does. I do know about that. We've been trying to schedule to go for a long time. But yes, that's fantastic. I didn't know Miramont did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there any other hidden gems that you want to touch on that you highlight in this year's guide?
Oh, there's so many.
I know.
How much time do we have?
You know, I think about the Royal Gorge dinosaur experience.
Yeah.
Is one. You know, everybody knows about going down and doing the Royal Gorge Bridge and you know, doing the whitewater rafting and all those things. But literally, right before you make the left off of Highway 50, the Royal Gorge Dinosaur Experience is there. And it got some national recognition when there was a fire. Mm. One of the big T-Rex, like caught on fire. But he's been repaired. But that is another one that, you know, depending on, you know, the ages of your kids, it's a really, really fun place to go. And maybe, you know, a little off the beaten path.
So go ahead, PK.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, one of the cool things we have, like saying that, you know, we've got a lot of these places that have been around for generations. The dinosaur place is brand new.
Yes.
You know, we continually have new things happening and new things going up that you wouldn't know about if you weren't paying attention to all the new stuff. So
there is something in here. You know, every year we do put something in on Pikes Peak. And as most of the listeners know, there's a new summit house being built that is still on track for this fall to be open. And, you know, there's right here on page 11, you know, they've got those just tasty donuts pictured right there at the top.
Stop. Now I got to go back to page 11.
You can't
hold the phone.
Go back and
eat
anywhere else. But those, and I don't know, we haven't started talking about it, but I imagine with all that's happening at the Summit House that 2021, we might do a big feature. But we always talk about America's Mountain as a place that why would you go, you live here, why would you go back? Well, there's just, you know,
something always, absolutely.
It's going to be better than ever. And when the cog reopens, there'll be another traditional way to get up the highway on the side of the mountain. And so we're really excited about all that.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick news break. When we come back, the food scene in Colorado Springs is becoming a big thing.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that. That is in the guide and a lot more. We are talking about the official 2020 official vacation planner for the Colorado Springs and Pikes Peak region on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Excited today to be talking with Doug Price, President, CEO, Visit Colorado Springs, PK Knickerbocker, ED, Executive Director of PPRAA. You know what that stands for. It's really a long name, PK. I'm just going to shorten it. We are talking about the 2020 official vacation planner, Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region. I keep commenting on how visually spectacular this guide is. It is absolutely amazing. And we're going to talk more about that, especially highlighting the athletes, some of the athletes here. But also, let's talk about perfect timing of this guide. Right? So this happened right after the beginning of the new year, wasn't it?
Yes.
New York Times list of 52 places to go in 2020. And we're talking around the world.
Around the world.
Around the world. And guess what? Guess who came in? Number 13.
That's right. Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs did.
So we literally had done the final edit.
Yep.
It
final
was
proof
ready
is out.
To go to print.
Yeah.
And we got this news and we called a called a quick timeout and said, can we please get something on the cover? And
yeah.
So, yeah, we were very, very fortunate that we were able to get
that. Well,
on
and that's what's spectacular about this guide is because it does highlight
why
Colorado Springs
is
number 13
on the list.
On this list.
Yes.
So we are going to talk, of course, absolutely more about Olympic City USA because that is the theme this year. This photo shoot with Brandon Lyons is spectacular and all the other athletes, which we're going to talk about. But let's talk about the food scene. OMG.
Yeah. So
the food scene here
I would want people, I know it's kind of hard since you don't have one in your hands.
This is why you got to go get one. Yeah.
Right. But page six is kind of our table of contents. It goes between the pages and talks about all the different things that there are to do. And food and drinks are listed on page 58. So we can certainly go there and talk a little bit about all the local eats.
And we were kind of talking about this in the break, and it is because of, isn't it, PK, all the visitors that are coming.
It helps sustain these great restaurants.
These fantastic, absolutely. And bring new ones.
And bring new ones, yeah. We've got some really world-class things going on right now.
Yeah, and the restaurants that are coming in, I mean, amazing chefs, mm-hmm. like we've always had, but even bigger name chefs.
Yeah.
With fantastic food. And the downtown scene is rocking, isn't it?
It's totally rocking, yeah. And it's all, you know, it's all local. Like we don't have, we certainly have chains here, but we have a ton of local stuff that you can't get anywhere else.
Right.
And that's the way we kind of broke the guide down from a food scene standpoint. We highlight local eats, family friendly, quick bites, health conscious, hot and new.
Beer. Oh, wait, beer.
Around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't not talk about the beer scene in
Colorado.
Oh, my
gosh. Come on. Seriously.
Happy hour. And then
thank you,
all
Pete.
All the coffees, all the Morning Joe places. So, yeah, it is... It really is a great guide, whether you have friends coming from out of town or not.
It's for yourself. Absolutely.
Just kind of keep up with all the things that are new and happening.
Because there is a lot of new stuff, like some of the coffee scene, like you were mentioning too, Doug, is out of this world.
Right.
Some of these coffee makers, I mean, they're starting to get a lot of ground under them, and they're starting to just expand out and becoming very popular. Well, and you might discover some new.
Yeah. This week, the View House opens up on Woodman. Yeah. That's opening up like I think on Wednesday night or Thursday night. So yeah, it's remarkable.
And the other really quick thing, because I do want to dedicate a lot of time to it, of course, is the athletes you spoke with, everything like that. But also in this guide, I just had it, is the top 26 attractions that you guys have highlighted. That had to be hard to pick.
Yeah.
We have so many, though.
Yes, we only featured.
I was going to say, you exactly. You only featured.
We always talk about the 55 and 5, 55 things to do in 5 days and all these attractions.
So how do you make that? Like, here's the top 20. Here's the top 26,
It's on page 14.
So how did that work? Like, highlighting these top 26, because... Of course, as we've been talking, so many other fantastic things, a lot of fantastic things.
There are so many fantastic things. You really, I mean, you know, people talk about like adding a day and spending one more night here. And I tell them, you know, you might want to think about a week.
Yeah. Easily.
Really, you know, we joke about the 55 and 5. That's something that Doug has on their website. Basically, it's a breakneck itinerary to get to all the things.
Oh, my gosh, it is. To do all the things, it's impossible.
It really is. There's so much. We're really blessed with so much here. But, you know, I think the top 26 is a nice blend of those top things, like we've talked about, the things that everybody knows about and has heard about, and the little hidden gems. So so there's kind of a nice combination there.
I have to point out, when you guys get your guide, this makes my heart smile, on page 18, number 10, because they are reopening this year.
Flying W.
Tickets are on. We were talking about this really quick last week. 600 tickets in 30 minutes.
Yes. When the website went live.
Yeah.
That's how quick they sold. And that Thursday before Memorial Day weekend, they will reopen. And we're all very excited to have
them. Oh my gosh. So excited. I am so. Did you guys get your tickets already?
I'm going out this Wednesday. We're going to take the staff out there for a tour with Aaron and Leanne and get a chance to see it. And I'm sure they won't let us leave until we buy our tickets. I know those people.
Absolutely. And I love how you guys planned that. So it was in the guide.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. To get them to have them back. Yeah.
Absolutely. So thrilled to have them back. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and take the break now, because when we come back, I do want to focus on the theme of this year's guide, and that's Olympic City, USA. The conversations and the photo shoots with all of these amazing athletes that we are so lucky to have here in our area. So we'll have more with PK Knickerbocker, Doug Price next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking about the 2020 official vacation planner for Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region. And as we touched on at the very beginning, the theme this year, of course, Olympic City, USA. Of course, we got to sing that. Why not? With the Olympic Museum opening up this spring, I love how, first of all, again, and I keep saying this, how visually spectacular this guide is, but you also had the opportunity to set up photo shoots with top Olympic and Paralympic athletes, a chance to talk with them, interview them. I mean, that had to be a spectacular process.
It was a really cool experience. One of the things that I was kind of stunned by, because I haven't had a ton of interaction with the Olympic athletes before, they were all so nice.
Oh, yeah.
It was
They're
so
amazing.
Much fun. Yeah. It was really fantastic. They were really easy to work with. And you know, some of them, Tamira Minch, particularly Mensa, was just funny. We laughed the entire time. My stomach hurt when we were done with that.
She's a wrestler.
Yeah, she is a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And where was her shoot at?
So we were on the Manitou Incline and then around Manitou Springs.
And what did you kind of learn in the photo shoot about her and kind of the doing that photo shoot and talking with her? I mean, I'm sure she loves being here and training here in Colorado Springs.
She does. And it's funny. We did the incline with her, or at least part of the incline for the photos. And she's done it a couple of times, but really is not a super favorite for her. But she did it with her husband a couple of times because he sounds like he wanted to do it. And so she kind of was humoring him.
You know what? I feel her.
Right?
No, seriously.
Right?
And I'm a native. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah, it really is.
It's not easy. So I love it. So that's a beautiful picture of her going up the incline.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So that's just one of the athletes. Let's talk, and we kind of touched on Brandon Lyon's photo shoot. He is in the center. He is in the cover. And this photo shoot was done in Garden of the Gods.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He is a top Paralympian, and he is cycling. And I mean, you have to see these photos. How amazing was that?
That one, I think we got the best sunrise.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes the colors just cooperate perfectly, and that one was just spectacular.
Now, how long has Brandon been here?
You know, I don't know. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
Training for quite a while.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's amazing. Okay, and the other athletes you got to talk to and photo shoot with, let's see, Sophia, yeah.
Sophia Herzog, she was great. We did that one in Olcara City.
And she's a Paralympian swimming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a couple you spoke to also.
Yeah, Amro and Izzy. And
okay.
And what I was kind of excited about them, they're both also in the Army.
Yep. You're stationed here, obviously,
stationed
at Fort Carson.
Here. Yeah, they're a married couple.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was really cool.
So they all of the photo shoots and information about them, and that's so cool that they took in the articles about them are all in the guide.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about it, too, one of the things that the USOPC has been very intentional about was when they changed their name and added para to what they do at the training center and everything else, we thought it was important to highlight the special athletes that do live here that make it Olympic City, USA. And I mentioned during the break that last Thursday, I got a chance to tour the museum.
Yeah.
In which, mark your calendar, Sunday, May 31st is opening day. But it is, it's coming together so well, and they are so proud of the accessibility of this museum for our all athletes and
Absolutely.
All visitors. But this is the Hall of Fame for both able-bodied Olympians and para. Olympians.
Absolutely, which is
so, we
so
will,
important.
Yeah, absolutely. The experience will be one and the same.
Well, and you know what's amazing is you talk to the athletes and of course, some of the top athletes in the world. They may not compete anymore, but they've even been on national news talking about how excited they are for this museum to open.
Well, I think for 12 years, they took a hiatus and didn't even put new athletes into the Hall of Fame because they didn't have a physical place to commemorate. The training center has
has some spots where they recognize people, but this will take this to the level of people who've been to the Rock Hall in Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum there, to the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Cooperstown, you know, for baseball. This is a Hall of Fame as well as a museum.
Absolutely. And I love, again, that you guys are focusing on that this year for the Planner, the Olympic City USA. And okay, so let's talk, because we only have a couple minutes left. Let's talk about where everybody, if we did not convince you to go get your guide,
And you have some here at KRDO.
Oh yes, we do have some here at KRDO.
In the lobby.
And I love this too, by the way. So you also have the fall and winter for year-round planning.
Yes.
So this is everything you can plan year-round is right here in this guide.
We need to think about it. We know that outdoor recreation is
what people
come here for. But, you know, one of our jobs is to try and convince people that this is a year-round destination.
It truly is.
And so when you talk about the fall and the winter, between the arts and the culture, I mean, we have Andy Vick in here talking all the time, and, you know, every Friday for Peak Radar, you know, they just talk about all the great things that you can do that are pretty much weatherproof here.
Yeah.
And as we get these new attractions coming on board, it's going to make it even a more attractive destination to come in the fall and the winter.
And especially, don't forget Bighorn Sheep Day this Saturday.
This Saturday, that's
I'm just,
right.
You know, I'm just putting
Garden
that out there.
Garden of the Gods Visitor and Nature Center.
There you go.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so where everybody, yes, we do have some. Thank you for dropping off boxes here. We have some here at the KRDO studios. Visit Colorado Springs.
515 South Cascade.
And then PPRAA.
1763 South 8th Street.
Manitou Springs Chamber.
Right. Tri-Lakes Chamber. Most of the chambers have these. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, at visitcos.com.
Pikes-peak.com.
Yep. You can get the electronic version of it instantly and send that link out to all your friends and family.
You know, usually I'm pro just do it on, just do it. Send me a link, not this.
Yeah,
this is one of those things I think you need to have in your hand, like you said, so you can earmark it, plan with your fam.
Yeah, you know, we didn't even get to, there's a 2020 event calendar in there that shows all the different things that are going on, and remind people that this Saturday is also the Cripple Creek Ice Festival second weekend. That happens on Saturday.
I love this too. Blaze a trail. You have a talk about the top trails in our area. How difficult is it? Should you go and attempt it? You know, like a trail guide.
Yeah.
That is powerful. Right there.
Yeah.
We barely touched on everything in here.
This should be on everyone's coffee table.
Yeah.
And remember, if you do subscribe to the Gazette, Sunday, the 23rd of February, we're going to tip this in to all the Sunday Gazette subscribers.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, we thought that was a great way to get it out to the locals. But yes, please come by our offices and pick up a copy. And yes, we'll, if you mention Renee Roberts, we will sign this for you.
Yeah, PK and Doug are going to sign him for you. Right. There's going to be a line, you guys, out of your offices.
Let us hope. That would just prove the power of
this. Get your Sharpies ready.
That's right.
Do you have headshots to stick in there, too?
Of course.
Oh, yes. Our agents have said this is all other duties as assigned.
Love it. Okay, guys, so go get your 2020 official vacation planner, Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region, now available. And don't forget to tell your... Like you said, really quick before we have to go, tell your families. If they're planning on coming here, tell them, hey, go request it and they'll ship it to you.
And Renee, just as a reminder, next month for the extra, I'll be here with Chris Liddell and we'll be talking all things Olympic Museum.
Yes. So do you know how long we've been planning this?
Yeah, I know.
So it's going to be so cool.
It's so cool. Okay. PK, thank you so much. Doug, thank you so much.
Always great, Renee, to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. And go get your planner. Okay. Coming up tomorrow on the extra... Crime Stoppers is going to be here. That's tomorrow on the Extra on KRDO News Radio.